The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywiththefriendlyvoice.com. Hi there, good to see you, my friend. This is the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and this is episode number 216. Today we continue in Job with chapters 36 through 38. Today Elihu continues his speech in our first two chapters, and then with chapter 38 today, God finally responds. These chapters where God responds to Job are some of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible. I've really been looking forward to reading them for you. So let's begin, shall we? Job chapter 36. Elihu said further, "Be patient with me a little longer, and I will instruct you, for I still have words to speak on God's behalf. With my knowledge I will speak comprehensively, and to my Creator I will ascribe righteousness. For in truth, my words are not false. It is one complete in knowledge who is with you. Indeed, God is mighty, and he does not despise people. He is mighty and firm in his intent. He does not allow the wicked to live, but he gives justice to the poor. He does not take his eyes off the righteous, but with kings on the throne he seats the righteous and exalts them forever. But if they are bound in chains and held captive by the cords of affliction, then he reveals to them what they have done and their transgressions, that they were behaving proudly. And he reveals this for correction and says that they must turn from evil. If they obey and serve him, they live out their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness. But if they refuse to listen, they pass over the river of death and expire without knowledge. The godless at heart nourish anger. They do not cry out even when he binds them. They die in their youth, and their life ends among the male cultic prostitutes. He delivers the afflicted by their afflictions. He reveals himself to them by their suffering. And surely he drew you from the mouth of distress to a wide place, unrestricted, and to the comfort of your table, filled with rich food. But now you are preoccupied with the judgment due the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold of you. Be careful that no one entices you with riches. Do not let a large bribe turn you aside. Would your wealth sustain you so that you would not be in distress, even all your mighty efforts? Do not long for the cover of night to drag people away from their homes. Take heed, do not turn to evil, for because of this you have been tested by affliction. Indeed, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has prescribed his ways for him, or said to him, 'You have done what is wicked'? Remember to extol his work, which people have praised in song. All humanity has seen it, people gaze on it from afar. Yes, God is great, beyond our knowledge. The number of his years is unsearchable. He draws up waters of water. They distill the rain into mist, which the clouds pour down and shower on humankind abundantly. Who can understand the spreading of the clouds, the thunderings of his pavilion? See how he scattered his lightning about him. He has covered the depths of the sea. It is by these that he judges the nations and supplies food in abundance. With his hands he covers the lightning and directs it against its target. His thunder announces the coming storm. The cattle also concerning the storm's approach." Job chapter 37. "At this also my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen carefully to the thunder of his voice, to the rumbling that proceeds from his mouth. Under the whole heaven he lets it go, even his lightning to the far corners of the earth. After that a voice roars. He thunders with an exalted voice, and he does not hold back his lightning bolts when his voice is heard. God thunders with his voice in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. For to the snow he says, 'Fall to earth,' and to the torrential rains, 'Pour down.' He causes everyone to stop working, so that all people may know his work. The wild animals go to their lairs, and in their dens they remain. A tempest blows out from its chamber, icy cold from the driving winds. The breath of God produces ice, and the breath of the waters freeze solid. He loads the clouds with moisture. He scatters his lightning through the clouds. The clouds go round in circles, wheeling about according to his plans, to carry out all that he commands them over the face of the whole inhabited world. Whether it is for punishment for his land, or whether it is for mercy, he causes it to find its mark. Pay attention to this, Job. Stand still and consider the wonders God works. Do you know how God commands them, how he makes lightning flash in his storm cloud? Do you know about the balancing of the clouds, that wondrous activity of him who is perfect in knowledge? You, whose garments are hot when the earth is still because of the south wind, will you, with him, spread out the clouds, solid as a mirror of molten metal? Tell us what we should say to him. We cannot prepare a case because of the darkness. Should he be informed that I want to speak? If a man speaks, surely he would be swallowed up. But now, the sun cannot be looked at. It is bright in the skies, after a wind passed and swept the clouds away. From the north he comes in golden splendor. Around God is awesome majesty. As for the Almighty, we cannot attain to him. He is great in power, but justice and abundant righteousness he does not oppress. Therefore people fear him, for he does not regard all the wise in heart. Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this who darkens counsel with words without knowledge? Get ready for a difficult task like a man. I will question you, and you will inform me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you possess understanding. Who set its measurements, if you know, or who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its bases set? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang in chorus and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea with doors when it burst forth, coming out of the womb, when I made the storm clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I prescribed its limits, and set in place its bolts and doors, when I said, "To here you may come and no farther. Here your proud waves will be confined." Have you ever in your life commanded the morning, or made the dawn know its place, that it might seize the corners of the earth, and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features are dyed like a garment. Then from the wicked the light is withheld, and the arm raised in violence is broken. Have you gone to the springs that fill the sea, or walked about in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the gates of deepest darkness? Have you considered the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me, if you know it all. In what direction does light reside, and darkness, where is its place, so that you may take them to their borders and perceive the pathways to their homes? You know, for you were born before them, and the number of your days is great. Have you entered the storehouse of the snow, or seen the armory of the hail, which I reserve for the time of trouble, for the day of war and battle? In what direction is lightning dispersed, or the east winds scattered over the earth? Who carves out a channel for the heavy rains, and a path for the rumble of thunder, to cause it to rain on an uninhabited land, a desert where there are no human beings, to satisfy a devastated and desolate land, and to cause it to sprout with vegetation? Does the rain have a father, and who has fathered the drops of the dew? From whose womb does the ice emerge, and the frost from the sky? Who gives birth to it when the waters become hard like stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen solid? Can you tie the bands of the Pleiades or release the cords of Orion? Can you lead out the constellations in their seasons or guide the bear with its cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens, or can you set up their rule over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds so that a flood of water covers you? Can you send out lightning bolts and they go? Will they say to you, "Here we are"? Who has put wisdom in the heart or has imparted understanding to the mind? Who by wisdom can count the clouds? And who can tip over the water jars of heaven when the dust hardens into a mass and the clumps of earth stick together? Do you hunt prey for the lioness and satisfy the appetite of the lions when they crouch in their dens, when they wait in ambush in the thicket? Who prepares prey for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? Can you imagine being Job at this point? I'm reminded a little bit of that print ad for Maxell Tapes. Have you seen it? Where the guy is sitting in his chair in front of the speakers, and it's the sound of the speakers that are just blowing his hair back and everything is being knocked over. I just picture Job like that. I don't really think that God is being mean here, but I think he's just kind of putting Job in his place, saying, "Look, you want answers from me? First, answer these questions." And of course, God is just getting started now, so come on back tomorrow and see how the conversation continues. Thanks for being with me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.